Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the Hunt Regional Health Care Centers and Commerce in Quinlan, Kim Sines. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk to you about seasonal changes. We're starting to move toward the winter and holiday season, and talk about the flu and some topics like that. But you sent me a thing about an illness that affects small children that you're concerned about. It's called RSV, and correct me if I don't say this correctly, respiratory syncytial virus. Is that a pretty good pronunciation?
That's pretty good. Syncytial.
Syncytial. But RSV. And this is something that's similar to a cold, but it's not a cold.
Right. It starts out and it looks like cold symptoms in an infant. You would just have runny nose, a decrease in appetite, maybe a little bit of irritability. This can progress rapidly to difficulty breathing, some labored respirations, and also wheezing. So this would be a common cold to you or I, but it is more dangerous to young infants, especially infants that were born prematurely, or very young infants, 6 months and younger, are at the highest risk.
Mm-hmm.
Any children 2 years old with chronic lung diseases, if they have an ongoing history of some respiratory illnesses, 2-year-olds with heart disorders, we see kids that young also, they are at a higher risk, or any kids that have weakened immune systems. So,
have you seen this yourself in Commerce or Quinlan or Greenville?
Yes, this is very common thing that we see. It starts in the fall, goes through the winter and spring, so we're now getting into the season for this. And it varies in degrees. Some children do very well, and some children will progress to be having to have breathing treatments, respiratory support. They estimate that there's about 57,000 hospitalizations yearly for children under the age of 5 just for this one type of respiratory illness.
Is this new? It's not particularly new, is it? But we're more aware of it for whatever reason.
It's not new. I think that we identify it better now. There is a screening test for it, so we can kind of know what we're dealing with. It's just a nasal swab, just like you would swab mm-hmm. for the flu. So we check for typically, children with respiratory symptoms, we'll check for both RSV and the flu.
Okay. So it says symptoms are runny nose, wet cough, fever, irritability. Well, that covers a lot of ground, those symptoms. But also it says that this causes more inflammation and secretions in the airway, which I guess means nose and throat.
Right. Uh-huh. And when you think about the little kids, they don't know how to blow their nose. They don't know how to cough and clear their lungs. So that kind of puts all these increased mucus, puts them at a higher risk.
We're talking with Kim Sines, and Kim is the director of the Hunt Regional Healthcare Emergency Centers and Commerce in Quinlan. Says there's no treatment for this, but there are some things parents can do to make the children more comfortable.
Yeah, we don't give antibiotic. It's a virus. Steroids are not proven to be effective in this. So it's basically supportive care. You want to increase the fluids, make sure children are staying hydrated. You can use a cooling vaporizer in the room, humidifier. Sometimes that will help. So often we're just, sometimes they run fever, sometimes they don't with this. So you just keep them at a normal temperature, try to keep them calm, and control any respiratory symptoms that they're having.
It says this can last for 3 to 4 weeks, which is longer than the typical cold.
Right.
But I take it it's not life-threatening.
Most of the time it's not, but it's very scary to parents. They'll have this rattly cough sometimes. Mm-hmm. They have all these nasal secretions. When they're little bitty, you're having to do a lot more nasal suctioning on them. And so, they don't have very big airways. So it can, even though it's not usually that worrisome, it can become a problem.
The item you sent me came from Channel 8 in Dallas, so I take it that is something that we're seeing in the area.
They estimate about 2.1 million outpatient visits a year, so this is very common.
All right, good. Well, we have a couple of minutes left here. What are you seeing as far as the flu is concerned?
We're starting to see it. Flu B is what we're seeing mostly, so we're coming into that season. It's projected to be a pretty serious year, so there's still time to get your flu shot and practice good personal hygiene. If you're sick, stay at home. If you're young, try to keep young people away, older people away from ill persons. Avoid your pharmacies, because that's where the sick people are going to get their medication. So good hand washing, and stay hydrated and try to stay well.
Yeah, you said the Dallas hospitals are full of people with flu.
Right. We had a discussion yesterday from our advisory council that the hospitals are already at capacity in the Dallas area. So several hospitals were full. Parkland and Baylor had holds in their emergency department, and the Presbyterians, and I believe John Peter Smith was on the list as well. So it's kind of starting. That's a little early and a little worrisome for us, because we're just at the end of November. So we have a couple of more months of difficult times ahead.
Mm-hmm. Last year was a fairly easy year for the flu, so it looks like it just kind of goes in cycles.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? Are you seeing anything else? Of course, we're moving into the holidays, so it's a busier time of year generally for you, isn't it?
Well, we'll be having Thanksgiving this next week, so be careful with your food handling. We always end up with a little bit of GI patients after that, so put your turkey and dressing in the refrigerator and don't leave it out between lunch and dinner, I would say, and, you know, good hand washing and same practices with that.
Yeah, good. Kim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Kim Sines is the director of the Hunt Regional Healthcare Centers in Commerce, Quinlan, and you're starting the day of Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.